Martin's edition should be week 3 of this. Martin's 8 verses 18 into 20. Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost." He said, "Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Now, end of the age. Old King James, the end of the world. Right? Now, we'll be looking at this. And we said, in discipleship, Jesus did not just tell us how it should be carried out, right? He also told us what the curriculum of discipleship would be, right? We saw that. Now, the curriculum would be what? Concerning his resurrection. Concerning his resurrection, which we saw as the indwelling of the Spirit, right? The indwelling of the Holy Ghost. And we can also say it is the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. He said it's the leading of the Spirit. So we can say in discipleship, we are taught the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. We also saw that all of God is made known to the Spirit. All of God, all about God is known to the Spirit. So we said our spirit is well educated, well informed about God. It doesn't seek to know God. Rather, all of the leading of the Spirit is deposited in our spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verses 11 into 12. Say, "For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit which is in the man? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God." Hallelujah. So all of the leading of God is deposited in our spirit. This is also what Jesus meant in John 8:12 when he says, "He who believes in me will not walk in darkness, but should have the light of life." So that indwelling is that light. Hallelujah. That indwelling is that light. So we said that the leading and all of God is deposited in the new birth. We receive that in the new birth. So if all of God is what we have, if all the information about God is what we have in the spirit, since our spirit is already aware about or is well knowledgeable about God and is leading, then why did Jesus ask that disciples are raised via teaching? You know, that this becomes the disparity, right? This becomes the disparity. This becomes the difference. Why would Jesus then say, "Raise disciples"? Hallelujah. You know, that word, even that word disciples, is the word matitio, which is from the root word math, M-A-R-T-H, math, where we have the word mathematics from, to use one reasoning. To make use of, to reason, that you just said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, you know, the use of the word disciples shows the reason why we ought to be taught. Hallelujah. Let's see what Jesus did in Luke 24. Let's look at Luke 24. Because Luke showed us that he taught for 40 days. Look at Luke 24. Quickly. So, when he taught them, here is the reaction of the two guys on their way to Emmaus. You know, he came to them and told them in verse 25 first. He says, "O foolish ones, are slow of heart to believe in all the prophets that spoke." He said, "Ought not the Christ to suffer this sin and enter into his glory?" And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So Jesus stopped them. Verse 32 is the reaction after he taught them. He said, and they said to one another, he said, "Didn't our heart burn within us when he talked with us on the road? And while he opened the scriptures to us," he said, "didn't our heart burn within us?" That is the reaction. When he says this, "didn't our heart," is referring to their mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at verses 44. And he said to them, now he came to the 11, and he said to them, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, and all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, in the prophet, and in the Psalms concerning me." Hallelujah. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Did you see that? He opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. So this shows us that the focus point was their mind. The focus point was their mind, their understanding. Do you understand me? So the spirit is well knowledgeable, but the focus point on the teaching was on their mind, their understanding. In fact, when he says, uses the word in verse 25, "O fools, O foolish ones, O fools," it implies, it's on the Greek word anotos, which is not to apply your mind. You understand? Not to apply one's mind. It refers, that word anotos refers to ignorance of the mind. You understand? Ignorance of the mind concerning specific matters, concerning a specific subject matter. Hallelujah. Paul will tell the church at Galatia and say, he called them all foolish Galatians, the same word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not applying their mind. Ignorance of the mind concerning specific matters. Hallelujah. So that alone shows you that it is the mind that needed to be taught or needed to be trained. Are you following me? Hallelujah. That becomes the focus point of teaching, the mind. So what he taught them from the scriptures were realities which they are partakers of. Do you understand? What he taught them within the 40 days, remember they got saved within the 40 days. So what he taught them, that their heart, that we could now say that their understanding was opened, was already reality that they were part of when they believed. Hallelujah. So can we say that those informations were already deposited within them? Yes. Hallelujah. Within that same 40 days. Hallelujah. So we can say that those informations that they were taught were informations or were realities of what he had accomplished in the resurrection. Hallelujah. Which is what the indwelling. Glory to God. Are you following me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So the focus point will be the mind. The focus point will be the mind. That this is what has happened to you in the resurrection. That is why when he died, they were terrified. They went into hiding. But after the 40 days of teaching, hallelujah. Okay, let me put it like this. When he died and they did see him physically again, at first, within the 3 days, they were terrified. Were they not? They were. They went into hiding. But when he was done teaching them for 40 days, hallelujah, and they couldn't see him physically again, just like the way they couldn't see him physically before, this time they were not terrified. Why? Because information has come to their mind that what? He lives in them. Hallelujah. Are you following that? So, what has been educated within the 40 days? Their minds. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, we can say Jesus worked on their minds within the 40 days so that they will comprehend the realities of the resurrection.
Via what? How did he do it? Via teaching. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, I wrote something here. The mind is what needs to comprehend, recognize the leading of the Spirit already available. The mind is what needs to comprehend, recognize the leading of the Spirit already made available. You remember last time we said the mind is receives information either from within or from where? Outside, right? And we said from within it's called what? Revelation, right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. So the teaching is to enlighten the mind with information already made available in the Spirit. And we said how the mind will receive informations from God is called revelation. How the mind receives information from God is called revelation. Ephesians 1, 16 to 23. Ephesians 1, 16. You see. Therefore, O I also, after I've heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and your love for all sins, do not cease to give thanks, so you make mention of you in my prayer, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom, that is revelation in the knowledge of Him. Now, He calls wisdom of the Spirit, revelation in the knowledge of Him. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what are the riches of His glory of His inheritance in the saints. He said the eyes of your understanding. When it talks about the eyes of your understanding, it talks about what? The eyes of your mind. It talks about your thoughts, your thinking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we can say Paul's prayer for them is for their thinking, their mind, their thoughts to be enlightened, flooded with light, and that knowledge he calls it revelation. You understand? This that information is going to cause revelation. Hallelujah. Flooded with light, available where? In the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what we say Paul, so can we say what Paul wrote to them to the church at Ephesus will be you know, it is written in scripture, it's scripture explained, hallelujah. We can also say these are what spirit interpretation of the scriptures. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can call what Paul wrote to them as the spirit interpretation of the scriptures. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay. Remember when we had the study, the place of the Holy Ghost in Bible study, right? Did you remember that? We said what the Holy Ghost does is what? Is already made available, right? The explanation or what the place of the Holy Ghost is Bible study is to study well. Did you say that? Because what we have is what? The Spirit interpretation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let's look at this. Let's look at something here. What Paul wrote to them will be light available in their spirit. Can we say that? Will be light already available in their spirit. So this implies what we have written are realities about the resurrection available in our spirit, written for our minds to comprehend. We said that last week, right? What we have as scriptures are what informations available in the spirit that are written for our minds to comprehend. That is why Paul to Timothy will say all scriptures is given by the inspiration of God. Did you get that? Inspiration of God. They are spirit inspired.
Yeah, information is already available. Hallelujah. But they are waiting down for our minds to be able to comprehend. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, such information comes to the mind as revelation. Why do we talk about the mind like this? We'll get to see it shortly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, we said the spirit is the spirit of the man born again is renewed in knowledge, right? Does not seek to know God more. Hallelujah. Because all of God is what is what is deposited in the spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Colossians 3 verse 10 say you have put on the new man. You have put on the new man, say, which is renewed in knowledge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So it's not the spirit that needs revelation, but the mind. The mind. Remember, it is the mind that it is the mind of the man that does not believe that hides the scriptures, right? It's the mind that hides the scriptures. So we define mysteries as what information is available in the spirit, right? Right? Not what? Not explained, not interpreted to the mind, right? Right?
Yeah.
So, can we call that mystery? That is mysteries. Mysteries will not be what? Spirit information that are not disclosed to the mind. Hallelujah. Because it is the mind that hides that information. It was the information readily available. The information was readily available. Hallelujah. It was taught all through the Old Testament. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
But what? Men disbelieve their minds. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's the mind that hides the scriptures. And it is in the mind that revelation is received. It is in the mind that revelation is received. So, why do we talk about the mind like this? Why is revelation to the mind so vital? It is vital because to follow the leading of the Spirit, the mind plays a major role. Or plays a role. Let me not put a major role for now. Plays a role. You see, you cannot take your mind, your thinking, your understanding, no, they are the same. So you can't take these outside how you follow the leading of the Spirit. Understand me? How you follow the leading of the Spirit. Remember, we are well led. Hallelujah. But we need, do you understand me? We are well led. We have all of God's leading. Glory to God. But we need to perceive it to follow it. Glory to God. We need to acknowledge it to follow it. So we need our mind to follow the leading of the Spirit. Glory to God.
Amen.
You will need the mind to recognize and follow the leading of the Spirit. The leading available in the Spirit. You cannot follow the leading of the Spirit in absentia. Understand me? You cannot follow the leading of the Spirit in absentia. Your mind is just absent. You just follow. No. You have to be. You know, the same way you say the things of, the supernatural don't just happen, right? Yeah, the supernatural don't just happen. No, it doesn't just happen. So the same way too, in following the leading of the Spirit, don't follow it in absentia. Say, I didn't just know. I was just led and I was just going. No. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at something. Act of Apostles chapter 12. Let's look at Acts 12. Act of Apostles chapter 12. About Peter. Now, we know the story, but let me just give us. Peter was caught. Father for James was caught and killed. So Peter was called and thrown into jail, waiting until after Passover, not Easter. Hallelujah. Waiting till after Passover so that they will bring him out to kill. Then look at verse 5.
Peter was kept in the prison. Okay, look at verses. Something very vital that Luke wanted us to see was that prayer was constant prayer was made, was offered to God for him by the church. There were seven. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and the light shone in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly," and his chains fell off his hands. And the angel said to him, "Gird yourself and tie your sandals," and so he did. And he said to him, "Put on your garment and follow me." Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Peter was being led out of prison. It didn't happen in Ascension. Peter had to put on his clothes. Did you see that? Eh? It didn't just happen and all his clothes were just on. I'm like, no. Do you understand me? Most of a lot of people look out for spectacular. No. Your mind. Do you understand me? Eh? Your mind needs. No, you need your mind in how you follow the leading of the Spirit. Glory to God. And that is the reason why you need to educate your mind. You need to train your mind well with information available in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Peter still had to take himself up and wear his clothes. So the mind is important. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The mind is important. Let's use the word, I have something on my note. Let's use the word, common sense is important. In following the leading, common sense is important. Common sense is important. Common sense will tell you, the Lord told you to go and talk to somebody early in the morning and you just jump out without taking your bath. Without brushing, you just jump down, and you are talking, and the person is receiving it in another realm. Common sense will tell you, you take your bath. You just come on, you take your bath, you brush your teeth. Especially when you not ate suya last night with onions, no, or you bought suya, and the person you bought for ate suya, you ate onions. Hallelujah, brothers, hallelujah. You ate onions. I am not talking in the spirit. Hallelujah. And that is not working in love. That is working in carnality. You bought suya. And you give the suya to the sister. And you ate onions. And you say, I'm watching my week with onions.
Onions clear the eye.
You know, I'm a man of the spirit. I need to see clearly. Hallelujah. And the next morning you now received and you now jumped out. Say, no, the best you understand is a message from the Lord. Common sense. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So many a times the people look out for the spectacular. They want a thunder to blow, and in the midst of the thunder they'll now hear, my son. So many people look at, some people look out for such kind of, have you ever spoken to someone? I know I had this experience with someone years back. I said, have you ever heard God speak? I like that. And the guy said, no. I said, why? He said, I've not heard God. Because his mind was on what? CBN. You know what it's called, CBN? Bible story. The one that is, it's CBN, right?
Yeah, CBN.
Okay.
CBN and CBN too.
CBN is something about Bible story.
Christian Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, Christian Broadcasting Network. Thank you. So because you have watched CBN Bible story very well, and you see a cloud just pass, but Moses. So you are waiting for
that experience.
If not, God has not spoken to you. No. Hallelujah. So many look out for the spectacular when it comes to the leading of the Spirit. They expect to see or hear something, to see a rushing mighty wind. But the truth is,
The leading of the Spirit is supernatural. It's supernatural. Hallelujah. That may require your common sense. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, I was just sleeping. The Lord just woke me up. And with my boxers, I jumped out to not look to go and do follow up. Don't worry, they will follow you back. Jonathan, they will follow you back. Glory to God. That will require common sense. Glory to God. If time permits us, we might get to look at some things along that line. Common sense is very important. Hallelujah. Because we plan to round up by next week. Next week is week 4 now, right? Glory to God. So very important. It will require common sense. But you know, in applying common sense, in applying your mind in following the leading, you must remember that the mind doesn't interpret God's leading. Remember we said that last week, right? It's the Spirit that does that. We said that last week. Let me see if I have something like that. Okay. We said that. Okay, I have it here. So, the mind doesn't interpret God's will. No, no. We said that. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the Spirit that interprets to the mind. The mind receives the Spirit's interpretation of God's leading. You understand? The mind receives the Spirit's interpretation. The mind doesn't interpret. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because if you understand the fact that it is the Spirit that interprets and the mind receives, you wouldn't jump into what I call guesswork or fleeces. You understand me? You wouldn't jump into fleeces. Or what I call trying to use things. You know, that is how the mind will interpret. That is how the mind interprets. The mind works with logic. Do you understand me? Let's look at something. You know, some people, there are some folks out there, yeah, but in scriptures, quoting the Old Testament, they will say, "For God answered them when they used fleeces." For example, Abraham's servant. Do you understand me? Abraham's servant, when he was told to go and choose a wife for Isaac, no, he used fleeces. He said, "If who will come and feed me water?" Is it feed or drink water? Hallelujah. And then he said those fleeces concerning also his, is it horse he went with or donkey? Or camel? "No, you feed me." And also, do you feed somebody with water or you drink water? English student.
You still want to drink.
Drink, right? Okay. So, you know, when Rebecca came and, you know, gave him to drink and fed also all the camel he came with all. Do you understand me? You know, he used fleeces. Judges chapter 6. Let's look at Judges 6. Just let's look at something from Gideon. Okay, verses
11. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat on that day. Is it terebinth tree, which was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, while his son Gideon threshed wheat in the winepress in order to hide it from the Midianite. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." Gideon said to him, "Oh my Lord, if it is the Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles which our fathers told us about, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Then the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hands of the Midianites. Have I not sent you?" So he said to him, "Oh my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the wicked in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." And the Lord said to him, "Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man. And he said to him, "If now I had found favor in your sight, then show me a sign that it is you who talked to me." You cannot use this. And I will tell you why. And say you want to know the leading of God. You know, the angel of the Lord still obliged him. You understand me? We're not going to go into much details about that today, but I'll find time for us to go through it sometime in the course of our teachings. Do you understand me? But there's something you need to get here. The mind works with logic. Hallelujah. Now you now find today a Christian born again, Holy Ghost filled, saying, "If it is the Lord, let this happen." No. You don't do that. Hallelujah. You remember when Jesus came on the scene, in his incarnation, they asked him, "Show us a sign." What did he tell them? They shall no sign be given you. Hallelujah. You see, and also remember, experiences you have in the Old Testament that you don't have corroborative scriptures in the New Testament, you don't treat it as a doctrine. Have we said that before? We have. Hallelujah. These are experiences that they have, but they have no corroborative evidences to substantiate it in the New Testament. Hallelujah. We didn't find any of the apostles or disciples do same. Are you hearing me? So it's not a practice. Because why? It is the mind. Hallelujah. We don't have any of such. So it's not an experiment, because you know the mind works with logic. Just want to be logical. So if it is the Lord, and you know, when we get to talk about the inward witness, you discover that the when it comes to the how you know that things are from the Holy Ghost or from the Spirit is the fact that you will not be able to trace it to things around. The mind will read things from a logical point. Do you understand me? The mind will read things from a logical point. The mind will have, we want to hold on to something as a proof. Do you understand me? That is the mind. So, remember we said the mind doesn't interpret the leading of the Spirit. It is the Spirit that what the mind only receives the interpretations from the Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's just like somebody wants to get married. Or let me know, okay, somebody young and he wants to get, he said, okay, how I will know my future wife or my wife to be is that if I will just be walking. Anybody that just tells me in the morning, good morning, the Lord bless you. I'll know it's from the Lord. This is my wife to be. You are in for a danger end. Glory to God. Do you get that? You are in for a danger end. And God now, or bless you, now see somebody. Now now tells you that, yes, oh, I found my wife. You not just found your wife. Glory to God. No, you don't use such. Hallelujah. That is playing with probability. No, God doesn't lead us like that. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? You're not being led that way. You're not being led that way. The number 10th person that will talk to me today is who the Lord is sending me to. Lord, let it be the number 10 that obey the woman of my choice. Somebody once told me they later didn't get married. In fact, Jonathan, they later didn't get married. In fact, the lady is now married. He said, how I knew that this lady is going to be, it's going to be my wife. How I knew this lady is going to be my wife is the fact that I spoke to the Lord that the person that will come into my house first, let the lady be a woman. I mean, let the person be a woman. If it is a woman, that is my wife. And lo and behold, Satan heard him. It's not the Lord. Satan heard him. Don't worry. We'll get to discuss that later. Hallelujah. Satan heard him. And the lady came and knocked. Jonathan knocked. You know, he then gave description that the lady must be someone that will be passionate for God too. He wants to see. So all of a sudden, there was now someone from his own church. Hallelujah. That came and knocked first. And he said, this is the Lord's doing. And it is what? Marvelous in our eyes. And he did what? He went into a relationship with the lady. But the relationship didn't last. You know what I mean? It didn't take him a while for him to know that that person was not God. Was not the right person. You know what I mean? It didn't take him a while to know. And today the lady is married. Happily married. Glory to God. But I thought that was the woman of your choice. That was God sent. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This guy was going everywhere saying, the Lord has given me a wife. So the Lord sent this. One way. Mm-hmm, you begin to know that when it comes to the things of the spirit, actually gaining or growing well is the fact that you begin to use less of the word the Lord said. You understand me? We'll get to talk about that as we go ahead. You understand? Imagine the amount of people he has told the Lord said, this is my wife. But who actually said this is his wife? Himself. He was the one that set the parameters. He was the one that met the parameters. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Like when we were small, younger in faith, much younger. I and my friend, we used to sing a song. In fact, we used to have collaborative backing to say, you know, Abraham married a fair lady. Sarah married a fair lady. Isaac married a fair lady. We are sons of Abraham. Who married Felidi. Glory to God. That's just nonsense. So we're now going around looking for the Felidi in the land. So we're the ones setting the parameters. So if we were black and you get to us, we know that it's not the Lord sending you. The Lord didn't send you our way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you will be mindful. Glory to God. We'll be mindful. When you begin to give God options. You know, there are some people too. You know, it can also go to this point. Some people can also say, if I play lottery, Canada lottery. You know, that is the easiest now. Nigerians, we are very wonderful. We've moved away from US. We are now in Canada. That's how we move. From Malaysia, no, US, Malaysia, London. Now we're in Canada. You know what I mean? We're in Canada. People are playing lottery to Canada. Now you went to play lottery and you said, if I get the lottery, it's the Lord's will. Can't that be stupid? That's stupid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you not heard people say so? It's God's will if I get the lottery. If I don't have it, it's not God's will. And when you now have the lottery, now start jumping. God is sending me to Canada.
Sorry.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is not following God's will. That's not following God's will. Or that is not following the leading of the Spirit. You can't know God's will like that. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
You can't know God's will like that. Like as I said earlier, you can know when your mind is speaking to you. You can know. You can know when your mind is speaking to you and not the Spirit. When it comes to the mind, I have something here. It deals, or when it comes to the mind, it operates with logic. When it comes to the mind, it operates with logic. So since it operates with logic, you can trace the source of the information to something. Once you can trace the source of the information to something, you know that it's the mind. Very simple. Hallelujah. Once you can trace the information to something, it's your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But not the same for the Spirit. Not the same for the Spirit. The Spirit functions by intuition. You can't trace the information to anything. In fact, you can't trace it to anything. Hallelujah. The source of that information to anything. You can't trace it. So the question will now be, how does God reveal His will to us? How does God reveal His will to us? So the last time, which is last week, we said the Spirit is, last 2 weeks rather, we said the Spirit is where we are led from, right? We said that, and scriptures are inspired by the Spirit. We concluded by saying that the fact about the leading of the Spirit will be found in the written word. Was that what we said? Right? Hallelujah. So, the scripture reveals God's will to us. We can know God's will from reading the scriptures, or the scriptures well explained. So by reading the scriptures, I should know, as a believer or as a minister, I would say, that I must stay around where I teach the word. For a believer, where I receive the word, I must stay around there. I must stay around there. I remember the dear brother of ours who was singing for years about traveling to the United States. Was shouting, he wanted to go to the United States. And a lot of the very persons that fought him all through. How can you say you want to go to the United States? Stay here and let's do the world. Do you understand? But he wanted to go to the United States, saying the Lord has sent him to the United States. You don't need to know what he said the Lord has sent him to go and do. Hallelujah. I remember the story of a pastor told about a young man, and they started ministry together. They started the ministry together. They started the work together. And an opportunity came for the young man to travel out. So he was telling the young man. He said he told the young man not to. But the man's mind was made up. This guy's mind was made up to travel out. You know, that sense of, I want to go overseas.
You think the place everywhere will just be blue, overseas. And he left. He said he followed the young guy to the airport, still trying to convince him, but he couldn't. He said when the guy took off, say he just waved. I mean, when the guy went in, just told the guy bye-bye. He said he cried because he knew that that guy was walking out of God's will. But the guy had expectations. He was telling him, when I get there, we'll have branch there. We'll take ministry there. We'll do the word. Do you understand? We'll do the word. You know, some people will now go ahead and say, sir, you've taught me the word. You've taught me how to evangelize, how to see the gospel assessed. So when we get there, we'll do the word. We'll preach. We'll preach Jesus. He said that was the last time he heard from the guy concerning ministry. He said years down the line, he now traveled out. He now met the guy. And the guy said, sir, I've been hearing of you. I hear of you every day over here. And said in his heart, he replied the guy, in his heart, he said, but I've not heard of you. The guy went out of ministry. Sometimes leaving a location or leaving a place where you are taught the word for whatsoever reason might just be you walking out of God's will. Are you hearing me? So by studying the word, from what I have here, you would know, you should know that I must stay around where the word is taught, where I'm being taught the word. Hallelujah. That is, you must know, you should know that the gospel must influence every other activities that I take on. The gospel must influence it. The gospel must influence where I reside. The gospel must influence where I get a job. The gospel must influence how, do you understand me, what the job should entail. The gospel must tell what the job should entail. I remember having to work for an organization and I was there. Very wonderful. In fact, I was telling myself, I'm going to, this is where I feel I'm going to. I found the dream, a place where I would do career. But all of a sudden, they now brought up Saturday banking. They're now banking on Saturdays. And I preach on Saturdays, School of the Word. You don't go to work on Saturdays and close by 2-3. Then I told myself, I have to look for somewhere else now. Hallelujah. Because why? The gospel must come first place. Do you understand that? The gospel must take first place. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Very important. I should know that by studying the scriptures, that money isn't everything in dealing, in deciding where to work. I should know. And money isn't everything. Money isn't everything. No, money isn't. I must know. Or I should know. Money isn't everything. Some people have collected employment letter and they saw the big fund. They saw money. But why there inside that employment letter, not written elaborately, not written, no, just as you are looking at it, you are seeing the millions or the money you are collecting, they also wrote in that offer letter. Maybe not in plain terms, but it is written in that offer letter that you will not serve the Lord. It's written there. You don't need them to tell you you will not serve God. But when you work Monday to Sunday, 8 to 8, 8 to 10, you should know that they've told you you will not serve God. Hallelujah. You don't need to pray about it. You know, there's no, I'm waiting to see what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. No, you don't need to pray. It's not your own. Do you understand? It's not your own. Glory to God. Are you hearing me? Glory to God. Say so no, you know, it's God's me that I will be rich. You are not well. Yes, you are not well at all. You are not well. God willing, I will be retired. This job is mine now. Look at the money. Don't worry, I'll be paying my tithe. I'll be paying my seed. You're not well. Look at the church at Macedonia. I said they gave themselves first. Very important. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
By studying the scriptures, I should know that I must not be found or have a friend or have friends who influence me negatively. Evil communication corrupt good manners. I should know that my friends will determine how far I will go with the things of the Spirit. Who I keep around me. I should know. Hallelujah. I should know. I should know by studying the scriptures that as a believer, I must not get married to an unbeliever. It's clear. He said, I'm trying to win him or her. You know, if ladies are like that part, because ladies are driven much more by emotions. I want to win him. Is it wrong, sir, if I win him for the Lord? Winner's man. You're going to be winning. It's football you're playing. Hallelujah. Can't I win him? No, you are the Holy Ghost. Continue. You understand? Somebody once told me that. Somebody that is listening to messages, new creation realities. I said, sister, what are you doing with that guy? I saw Abdul something. What are you doing with? He's not born again now. I said, I'm a man of God. Why are you judging? How is that person was physically when I was talking to her? He slapped, should have received the wounding of herself. Hallelujah. Should have received the baptism of hand. Sir, it's not good now. Didn't Jesus die for them all? Didn't Jesus die for them all? Somebody is hearing messages, oh. Didn't Jesus die for them all? Sir, you're the one that taught us that we should go and win souls. What if I win this one? You're not well. When you went to win souls and the soul won you, you must understand. Hallelujah. So you must, you don't need, do you understand? This is you. No, by studying the scripture, you should know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You should know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. By studying the word, I should know that what God wants for me is to win souls, to get men saved by the preaching of the gospel. Is to get men saved and disciple men. I don't need to pray about it now. Oh God, what is your way now? Should I win souls or should I not win souls? No, imagine that kind of prayer. Hallelujah. 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 Rather, as I study and listen to scriptures explained, my mind is educated about these realities. About these realities. About these realities. So we can say the scripture reveals facts about God's leadings. About God's leadings. Fact about the leadings can also be revealed in utterances. Inspired speech. Utterances. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, the last time, verse 11. Quickly, let's jump to 1 Corinthians 14, 11. Look at verse 11. He says, therefore, if I do not know the meaning of the language, I shall be a foreigner to him who speaks, and he who speaks will be a foreigner to me. Even so, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, let it be for the edification of the church that you seek to excel. Therefore, let him who speak in tongues pray. That's the word desire. Pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays. But my understanding is unfruitful. Did you see that? If I pray in tongues, my spirit prays. My understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? What is the conclusion then? I'll pray with the spirit and I'll pray with my understanding. I will sing with the spirit and I'll sing with my understanding. Otherwise, if you bless with the spirit, how would he who occupies the place of the uninformed say amen at your giving of thanks, seeing that he does not understand what you say? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, the last time, what we said is that when we speak in tongues, the mind is unfruitful. The mind doesn't understand. But when I interpret, right, by the Spirit, you know, that interpretation is by the Spirit. Right? That interpretation is by the Spirit. It's so that my mind will understand what I have said in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm.
So, what the mind now comes to understand, but what is said in the spirit will now be fact about the leading. You will receive fact about the leading. We'll get to see that soon. Look at verse 23 into 24. That's in 1 Corinthians 14, 23. He said, therefore, if the whole church come together in one place and all speaks with tongues, and they come in those who are uninformed or unbeliever, will they not say you are out of your mind? Hallelujah. Remember, speaking in tongues is what? The language of the spirit, right? Right? Look at verse 24. But if all prophesy, would that be interpretation of the tongues? Right?
Yeah.
Now, he said, if all prophesies, and the unbeliever or the uninformed person comes in, he's convinced by all and is convicted by all. That convinced and the convicted, is it workings in the mind?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Would that be the spirit information revealed to the mind? Yes. Right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And therefore the secret of his heart is revealed, and so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is truly amongst you. Hallelujah. So when we prophesy, which is tongues plus interpretation, right? Revelation comes to the mind. Information and fact in the spirit are available to the mind to comprehend. So facts are revealed concerning the leading of the spirit via utterances. Facts are revealed via what? Utterances. It's just like fact about redemption of mankind, fact about salvation has been spoken of by prophets thousands of years before Jesus came on the scene. Hope you know that. We know that already, right? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Luke 24:25. Oh, fool, slow about to believe in all the prophets that spoke. Say, ought not the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory? Right? Right? Which the prophet have spoken. Meaning those facts were available. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm.
They were spoken. Those parts were spoken as what? Utterance. Those parts were utterances in the words of the prophet. They were utterances before they were written. They were utterances. Hallelujah. They were utterances. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Of God's leading. How long did... Okay. We've not gotten there. Hallelujah. But they spoke about it for years, thousands of years before Jesus came. Glory to God.
Oh, yeah.
So fact are revealed via what? Utterance. So fact about what God will do in the redemption was spoken of. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let's go to the book of Acts. Let's see some utterances that revealed fact about God's leading. Acts 11. Let's jump to Acts 11. Verse 27 into 28. And in these days, prophets came from Jerusalem to Antioch. And one of them named Agabus stood up and showed by the Spirit that there was going to be great famine throughout all the world, which also happened in the days of Claudius Caesar. Did you see that? Then the disciples, each according to his ability, determined to send relief to their brethren dwelling in Judea. Before verse 29, what did Agabus do? By the Holy Ghost, right? He showed that there would be famine. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He was called a prophet because of what? Utterance. So meaning he spoke about what the famine that would take place. Glory to God. So fact about the famine, about famine was revealed. Was what? Revealed. Fact about what will happen in the future was revealed. Are you following me? Glory to God. Glory to God. Okay. The fact about that famine, I want you to see something. Verse 28 and verse 29 are not really the same. How? Verse 29 is the disciples, the apostles, right? Then the disciples, each according to his ability, determined to send relief materials. Now, what did the prophet do? The prophet revealed the fact, right? Right? Verse 29 will now be the leading. Do you understand me? So, facts about the leading was revealed via what? Utterance. Are you following me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Look at Acts 21. Let's see something again in Acts 21. This is Paul. Concerning Paul. Verse 9. Now, this man had four virgins. A person of Philip, the evangelist, verse 8, you see that? Who has four virgin daughters who prophesied. Take note of the word prophesy. So, remember, when you say prophesy, it will mean that it's because of what? Utterance, right? As we stayed many days, a certain prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. The same Agabus. And when he had come to us, he took Paul's belt, bound it in his own hands and feet. Thus he said by the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jew at Jerusalem bind this man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, I want you to read verse 12. And when we heard these things, both we and those from that place pleaded with him not to go up to Jerusalem. Did you see that? And Paul answered, what do you mean by weeping and breaking my heart? For I'm ready not only to be bound, but also to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, listen to this. Paul. Now, listen. Fact about what will happen to Paul was revealed. Did you see that? By Agabus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
By Agabus. That this is what will happen to Paul. In where? Jerusalem. Look at verses 3. Well, let's look at verses 3 into 4. Okay, let's look at verse 4. concerning Paul too. He said, and finding disciples who stayed there 7 days, they told Paul through the Spirit not to go up to Jerusalem. Did you see that? Did you see that?
Yeah.
So there were warnings about what will happen in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Agabus revealed it. Hallelujah. We'll get to see verses 4 as we continue, maybe towards the end of our teaching next week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We get to see something about that verse 4. Glory to God. So they told Paul not to go. By what? By divine utterance. Hallelujah. And Agabus now explained it. So that means we could say that, okay, let me not get to there now. Okay. That means what Agabus revealed and what they were trying to show Paul will be, this is what will happen to you in Jerusalem. You will be bound. Hallelujah. Did you get that? You will be bound. But was Paul determined to go to Jerusalem? Yes. So what happened? Paul was led. We'll get to see that too. Paul received the leading of the Spirit to go to Jerusalem. But by the Holy Ghost also, fact about what will happen to him in Jerusalem was revealed. Look at chapter 20 verse 19. Verse 23, sorry. Chapter 20 verse 23. Paul says on just few verses away, I mean before. Okay, I'll start from verse 21. Oh, okay, 20. I'll start there. How? I kept nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you, and taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. Now see, and see now, I go bound in the Spirit. Now when they say I go bound in the Spirit, we're going to look at this next week. It means to go compelled with the Spirit. It's not like he was chained. No. He's not chained. I was chained to Jesus. No. He means I go bound, meaning compared. He's talking about the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So Paul is saying, I go led in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll see this next week. Hallelujah. I go led in the Spirit. To where? To Jerusalem. Not knowing the things that will happen to me there. Did you see that? So Paul testifies false that what he is being led to go to Jerusalem. Are you following me? So this is the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. But look at verse 22. I mean verse 23. Except that the Holy Ghost testify, witness in every city, that saying that chains and tribulation await me. Where? In Jerusalem. Did you see that? So via utterances, what happened? Information, fact about that leading was revealed. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So Paul confirmed the fact about his journey to Jerusalem, that this will happen to me in Jerusalem. But was he led? He was led to Jerusalem. Are you following that? Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So via utterance, we can receive facts about what the Spirit would have us do. We can receive facts about what the Spirit would have us do. Let's go a bit more practical here. Let's go a bit more practical. At such times, it's good not to jump. Understand me? When facts are revealed, it's good not just to jump. Imagine when Paul received that utterance. Chains await you in Jerusalem. Don't go to Jerusalem because of chains await you in Jerusalem. You know, imagine Paul just jump. Ah! The Lord has said it again. I'm not going. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's good not to jump. even not a job. You know, many people too have seen, have had dreams. Okay, I'm jumping there. Okay, let's get a bit more practical, right? We can also receive fact about God's leading also via visions, stroke dreams. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Via visions or dreams. But you know, visions and dreams are usually the least way God reveals facts to us. That will be the last, after several warnings, after several instructions, you know, obey. You understand? God will not want you to do something immediately and show you vision and dreams. No. Most times you discover that those visions and dreams will be most times after several warnings. And we don't find it often in the New Testament. Dreams and visions, no. It's just once or twice and it's after several warnings. Several instructions. Do you understand? So, we can say visions and dreams are not the most, how shall I put it now? Okay, let's leave it at where I kept it before. It's not that I don't say something that don't have strength for some people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it's actually the truth. Visions and dreams are the least way God leads us. So when you hear someone say, I have a dream, every day I have a dream, just know that that person is very disobedient. Very disobedient. When a believer, when, you understand me? Glory to God. Let's stop there. I don't want to go far. I want to go far on that. The least way God will reveal factor, that is the least. And usually comes in when God has given you several instructions and you didn't take. For a long time. So we say visions are dreams comes when you are not yielding to the spirit scenes for a long time. Because dreams can be deceptive. Dreams can be deceptive. Why did I say dreams can be deceptive? Because dreams are pictures of our thoughts, our mind, at several times. Just finished watching horror movie. I say, I don't know, I usually have horror dreams. Stop watching horror movies. And you stop having horror dreams. It's very simple. You understand? When you watch Nollywood, too many Nollywood, you see yourself fighting with too many herbalists in your dreams. You understand? So, many times, our dreams are reflections of our thoughts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And this is the reason why when a man gets to know the word of God more, he sees that you discover that you dream less. Right? And your dreams and vision changes. It changes. Hallelujah. It changes very well. When you watch too many Superman, you have dreams flying. Are you hearing me? You have dreams flying. Glory to God. Are you hearing me? So dreams. We can also receive via divine visions. We'll get to talk about divine visions maybe sometime this year. Glory to God. Let's look at Acts of Apostles chapter 10. We see Peter. He had a vision. Acts 10. Peter had a vision. But something very close we have to pay attention to in that Peter's vision is this. First of all, Luke showed us immediately. Now we don't lease by any time we begin to have forfeited beasts visions to or dreams. I mean, dreams. Look at verses 8, the next day. Verses 9, the next day, as they went on their journey, they drew near the city. Peter went on the top to pray, and about the sixth hour, then he became very hungry. You see, Luke has to write it down there for us. Peter became very hungry. Hallelujah. That now informed the kind of vision Peter had. Well, what was the vision? Food. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he saw that vision. So the content of that dream was as a result of the fact of what happened to him physically. He was hungry. Yet God wanted him to speak to the Gentiles. Hope you know that. God yet wanted him to speak to the Gentiles. Remember Acts 1:8. You shall be witness of me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, to the uppermost part of the earth. Does that include the Gentile nation? Yes. God spoke to him. In Luke 24:47, and repentance that this remission of sin will be preached in his name, right? In all nations. And you are witnesses of these things. Was Peter included? Yes. Are you following me? Matthew 28, go make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe what I have commanded, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Was Peter included? Yes. Right? But Peter stayed. Peter had nothing to do with what? The Gentiles. Are you understanding me? Are you following that? They pitched their tent alone in Jerusalem. In fact, they stayed there. About chapter 11, when they now questioned Peter's, when Peter went to the house of Cornelius, chapter 11 showed us that this was their mindset. Right? Peter had to defend that position. And he received a strict warning, after which, hallelujah. Did you get that? But does he have instructions to preach to the Gentiles? He did. But because of what his mindset was at that point, right? God needed to show him. Hallelujah. So he got a vision. Glory to God. He had a dream. Dreams. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God wanted him to speak to the Gentiles also. Because Jesus had asked him, or the Lord has asked him, to go into all the world, including the Gentile nation. But Peter stayed in Jerusalem. That's what I have in my notes, what I'm reading. Hallelujah. So would that be the reason for his response? I've not had anything unclean in my life. Yes. Hallelujah. I've not had anything unclean in my life. But very important is what Peter did in verse 17, and that is where I wanted us to go to. Look at what Peter did in verse 17. When he woke up, 17 to 19, why Peter wondered within himself what the vision which he had seen meant. Behold, men came to see him from Cornelius. Had made inquiry of Simeon's house, and stood before the gate. And as they called and asked whether Simeon, whose surname was Peter, was lodging there. While Peter thought about the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Behold, three men." Did you see that? So Peter inquired from the Spirit what the vision was about. Hallelujah. He didn't try to give him meaning from his head or from a dream book. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Very important. That is what, is something you need to pay attention on. Put your attention on. He inquired from the Spirit. Could that be he waited? Could that be he waited for the Spirit interpretation? Right? Right? He waited. He didn't jump. You know, some people today will just jump and say, "The Lord said I should eat unclean things." And he said, "No, son." Yeah? But that is off it. Glory to God. He waited for instructions. Hallelujah. When facts are revealed, about the leading of the Spirit. It is only wise, to wait as regards more information about the matter. Kenneth Hagin will say, it is better to be slower in following God than to be fast. It's better to be slower. A man who is slow cannot miss God. Who is slow in following God's leading? Most times when facts are revealed, when utterances are said or are received, it's good to give it time. Because time will further reveal details. It will also reveal how. Most times when we receive utterances concerning the leading, of God, most times we might not get all the details we need in that word or in that utterance. So most times you need to give it time. A little bit more time. Right? A little bit more time. You believe, you get on it, but give it time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't just jump on it like that. Just jump on it. No. Hallelujah. But there are some times you have to get on it immediately. You know, when it comes to the leading of the Spirit, there's no hard and fast rule. Hallelujah. There's no hard and fast rule. There are sometimes you need to get on it. But you know, like Pastor Shegun would say, you know, no one who waits misses God. No man who waits misses God. And you must understand the fact that what we're talking about is facts about the leading. Not somebody coming to say, I want to wait to know if the Lord is really asking me to go and win souls. You're not well. You get on it. Hallelujah. 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 But you know, there are several times people jump at things and make a whole lot of mistakes, make a whole lot of errors. Some people even begin to question God. Is it really God that sent me to do it? Do you understand me? After a while, people say, is it really God that asked us to do it? Most times because they were just a bit too fast. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, there's something about man. There's something about just man. Not about the believer. Now, there's something about man that wants to just have recognition. There's something about man that wants to also always give or want to always acknowledge or want to always have recognition that I'm the first to do this. I was the one that did this. You understand? But you know, that is not true with God. That is not so with us. Or not so with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You see, there are times you can even have leadings. Or get have utterances concerning a particular thing that the Lord will have do. That your own part is not even to do it. Your own part is God showing you for you to pray about it. Because it's for somebody else to do. And I imagine you now get on it. Now imagine you will not get on it. You can just miss God like that. Do you understand? Do you understand that? Hallelujah. Sometimes you can get a leading just to pray concerning what God is doing. Hallelujah. Your own part is just to pray. And you may not even know who God is leading there. Who God is leading there. It might not even be from you. It might not even be from your ministry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But that fact was revealed so that you can pray. Hallelujah. That fact was revealed so we can just pray about it and pray about it and pray about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's just good to just give it time. Hallelujah. Just stay back. Just give it time. Just stay back and give it time. And giving it time, you know, details will be revealed. Details will be revealed. How will be revealed. Hallelujah. Where will be revealed. Where will be revealed. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Where will be revealed. Who and who and what is needed will be revealed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's no rushing anywhere. We are here for the long haul. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You know, there are times that God will show you things He wants you to do the next 20 years, next 30 years. But He will show you now. Jonathan, it will be revealed to you now. And you didn't wait. You now jump into it now. You will miss it. Hallelujah. You can miss it. But you know, just imagine such a one. Wait. Just wait. Wait doesn't just mean you sit down and fold your leg and throw it away. No. Just wait. Just pray about it. Hallelujah. Just pray about it. Just pray about it. Just keep praying about it. You will eventually do it. You will. It might be in another 20 years, but you did it. Hallelujah. But you did it. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So there's no rush with God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise Lord.
There are several times, or there are times too, you might even have, you know, options concerning campuses, schools, what will be happening in the campuses. It might just be for you to pray about it. I just be for you to pray about it. Hallelujah.
Praise Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise Lord.
There are men who have prayed about what we are seeing happening today in the church. Men who prayed, who the Lord showed. But they prayed about it. They just prayed about it. Some of them are even off the scene. Some of them are off the scene, but they prayed about it. And today we are enjoying it. We are living in that reality. Glory to God. What men prayed about, men who have left the earth prayed about. Glory to God. There are some things that will be revealed to you for generations to come. For years and hundreds of years to come. But your own role is to pray about it today. Is to pray about it now. Is to pray about it now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And as some He needs you to do now, but He also wants you to wait for the details. To just wait for the details. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Most times people don't wait to get more information. Most times people don't wait to get more information and they just jump at it. They just jump at it. You know, today I can look back and say, thank God. Thank God we didn't publish that book concerning on understanding authority. Hallelujah. But were we led? Yes, we received the leading. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Did you see that? Did we write? We wrote. But imagine a book that has been published. How would you recall it back? Did you get that? That has gone into places. Do you understand? It's just good sometimes to just wait. It's just good sometimes to wait. Time will reveal details. Time will reveal facts. Hallelujah. 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 Wait for information. You know, it's just good to pray more. Just pray more. Learn patience. Learn patience. In following the leading of the Spirit, learn patience. You don't follow the leading of the Spirit in a hurry. Learn patience. Learn patience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just like Samuel. When God told Samuel, go and anoint a king where? In the house of Jesse. Imagine Samuel just stood up and started telling people. Just imagine Samuel stood up and told people, hey, I'm going to anoint another king. Don't worry. The days of Saul are over. I'm going to appoint another king. And he just jump on and talking anyhow. His head would have gone. But was he going to do what God asked him to do? Yes. You know, most times, don't be too quick to get it on the media. What the Lord is saying to you. Don't be too quick. Don't be too quick. Are you hearing me? Don't be too quick. Don't be too quick. In fact, there are some things the Lord will even lead you to do, even as a ministry, that wouldn't even be heard in the media. That shouldn't even get to the media. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No, imagine Samuel was going around, I'm going, don't worry, children of Israel, I'm going to the house of Jesse. In fact, the whole of Jesse's family will have been dead. And including Samuel. Before Samuel get there, Samuel will have the whole, he will get there to see the whole of Jesse's family there. And himself too will die. Hallelujah. But he inquired. He inquired. Right? And the Lord told him, when you are asked where you are going to, just say you are going to offer sacrifice. Glory to God. Just say you are going to offer sacrifice. And just go. Hallelujah. So that information, those details, hide it. Glory to God. Just hide those details. So he hid those details from people and he went. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even when he got to the house of Jesse, remember he almost anointed the first son as king. He almost did. Why? Because, you know, and that is where we need to, and that is where, as believers, if we're in the leading of the Spirit, you must always learn to differentiate between informations of the Spirit and informations in the mind. Remember we said the mind, you can trace it. The moment he saw the guy, if you watch the description was similar to that of Saul. And he thought, this is a king. He was huge. Hallelujah. This is the king. Hallelujah. But it's just good still to just listen to the Spirit. Hallelujah. It's just good to just listen to the Holy Ghost. Samuel was about to anoint. In fact, even before he got to the house of Jesse, imagine he didn't get the whole food details. And he said, and just imagine, God just told him, you are going to the house of Jesse to appoint me a king. And he didn't listen to know that he was going to be from Jesse's children. And he just gets on the way and he's jumping and say, yes, Jesse is our new king. He didn't listen for details. He got there. Even at that point, to make choices, you can still flow in the flesh if you are not listening well. You can still just flow into the flesh. If you are not listening well. Hallelujah. That's why it's good for a believer to always be in tongues. You know, just pray much more in tongues. Hallelujah. 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 There are options. Just pray in the Spirit more. Pray in the Spirit more often. Often. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Samuel was confronted with issues, or with choices, right? He had the first son of Jesse, who had all the qualifications of the king. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Man will look at logic. Man will look at the best paid job. Man will look at things that are good. No, God doesn't look at that. God doesn't look at that when it comes to following his leading. Hallelujah. It's not compulsory that God looks at that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When it has to do with man, majority plays the role. So you go with majority. But that is not always been with God. That has not always been with God. The fact that people accept something doesn't mean it's God's will or it's the leading of God's Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In fact, a proof of the sign that is God that is sending is that people will fight you. People will fight you for it. Hallelujah. Many times people might not even accept it. Glory to God. Look at Moses and the children of Israel. A nation hardened. A whole full nation hardened. At a certain point, they were all crying. All of them at their doorpost crying. 3 million crying for one man. Hallelujah. But a sign that God is sending you most time will also mean that men will also hate and despise you. Hallelujah. 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 So it's just good for a believer to just be constantly in the Spirit. Just be in the Spirit much more. As in just be in tongues. Just pray much more in tongues. Hallelujah. Just pray much more in tongues. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pray much more in tongues. You will know. You will know it's from the Holy Ghost. You know your choices are from the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. There's no hard and fast rule. There's no rule to say it is God when it is tall. It is God when it is short. No, there's no hard and fast rule. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. There's no hard and fast rule. We have the witness of the Holy Ghost. We have the witness of the Spirit inside. We have the witness of the Spirit inside. It's inside. Glory to God. You would know. You would know. You would know. Hallelujah. Paul would say, the Spirit bears witness with our spirit. Bears witness with our spirit. As it was so material. Evidence. We have the evidence inside. We know. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. See, man looks at the outward appearance. That's what God said. Man looks at the outward appearance. Man looks at qualifications. Man looks at the job that will pay well. Hallelujah. Man listens for details. To look at the details of things in the natural. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God looks at the heart. Meaning, God looks at, he shows that the things of the Spirit are things far away from the physical. That is what Samuel is making us see there. Hallelujah. God looks at things away from the physical. God looks at things away from the physical. Glory to God. Lot and Abraham wanted a pathway. And just something very simple. Abraham prayed. Hallelujah. Just prayed. Lot was just the common man. The common man. The mere man. He just looked at, is it not fine land? He saw a beautiful city. And he went for it. And he went for it. A man of the Spirit doesn't trust in his senses to make decisions. Hallelujah. We are born of God. Hallelujah. We rely on informations in the Spirit. We don't look out for things in the physical, in the natural, to make choices. Lot looked out for a beautiful land. He saw the green pastures. Abraham prayed. Abraham prayed. Glory to God. Abraham prayed. Glory to God. Even in making choices that you think is just something you can just do. It's just good to just allow the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Just allow the Holy Ghost. Just pray in tongues. Hallelujah. To know what the Holy Ghost will have you do. Even things that you know, this is just number. This is the one I want to choose. You know that some things that I say, You know, you just good. You know, practice. Glory to God. You practice the things of the Spirit. You don't wait until there's a big job and there are two jobs. You want to say, okay, now let me now look at the inward witness. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From just walking, is this not the right road to T4? Is it not just the road? Is it not this road? But you know, it's just wise to say, okay, let me just pray about it. Hallelujah. Let me just follow the leading of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yesterday something happened. While I was praying and still studying for today's meeting and meditating, someone wanted to come and pick something from around me. And I told the person, no, don't pick it. Naturally, the person can have the capacity to pick that thing. I said, no, call this person to come and carry it. Do you understand? It's just by the Holy Ghost. You see, I don't have a reason why that happened. But you know, I was in tongues and then I said, no, don't pick it. Hallelujah. You see, I want you to understand that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Most times the things you are, you by the Holy Ghost, you maybe, for example, a fact is revealed to you concerning, we'll get to look at that next week. So, concerning, let's say for example, a danger. And then you receive instruction on what to do. Listen, or instruction on what to do. Now, when you follow that instruction, doesn't mean or means that danger will happen or not happen. Do you understand me? But it's just good to follow that instruction. Most times you might see what would have happened. Are you hearing me? And most times just to just show you, just to teach you and to educate you. Are you following me? Glory to God. So it's just good. It's just good to just follow the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Just pay attention. Pay attention much more. Pay attention much more. Hallelujah. Pay attention much more to details. And in paying attention to details, you know you will not be fast. You will not be in a rush. No, you will not be in a rush. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's just like Paul. Paul received the leading of the Spirit to go to Jerusalem. Now the Holy Ghost spoke that this is what will be in Jerusalem. Did that thing happen? It happened. But why did God show him that he would know? He's prepared. Hallelujah. Did you get that? He's prepared. Glory to God. He's prepared. Read chapter 22-23. In fact, in chapter 22, they mobbed him. You know what I call mob? They mobbed him. They beat him. He was chained. As Agabus said it, he was chained. Head, leg and hand. He was chained. But you know, he was prepared. He was prepared. Did he win souls? Well, he won much more souls. From that, he didn't understand me. In prison. But he was prepared. Glory to God. So most times the facts revealed are just to prepare you. Are just to prepare you for what you are going to face. What you are going to face is not necessarily every time that facts are revealed that you have that it can be changed. No, just to prepare you. Glory to God. And that's why most times, that is why at all times you must be patient. We must be patient. We all must be. Just praying in tongues. Just praying in the Holy Ghost. Much more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll see more, we'll know more. And we'll function much more and flow much more in the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Much more. We are obedient. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's just pray in tongues. Oh, kapasha to la kela pa la kila mundo soto kila la matia. Oh, da ba la ba da ba da mundo mundo ba da mundo mundo ba da ba da mundo ba da do 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 na da 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 do na ga da ba 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 Oh, Shagila, Madame, 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 Madame,